Here's some numbers for you, folks. 46, 32, 13, 7. Romney with a big number. Gingrich there with 32. Santorum and Paul in single digits for the first time, at least in this contest so far for the White House. Mitt Romney on top. He takes the Florida prize of 50 delegates. Gingrich's insurgent wave seems to break on the beaches of Florida, but does that broken wave get Rick Santorum's campaign out of the sand? From Romney last night, confidence. Even the attack ads from other Republicans don't harm him.
As this primary unfolds, our opponents and the other party have been watching, and they like to comfort themselves with the thought that a competitive campaign will leave us divided and weak. But I've got news for them. A competitive primary does not divide us. It prepares us, and we will win.
As for the challenger, setback? I think not, says Newt Gingrich.
We are going to contest every place, and we are going to win, and we will be in Tampa as the nominee in August.
But Rick Santorum had this bit of analysis last night that just may, in part, define the next month of primary contests and caucuses.
People are starting to realize now, and they're seeing the results here in Florida, that, you know, Newt Gingrich had his chance, had a shot, had a big boast and a win out of South Carolina, and couldn't hold it, couldn't deliver in Florida. I think they're going to be looking for a different conservative as an alternative to Mitt Romney now.
Are the conservatives still looking? Does Mitt Romney have unstoppable momentum at this point? Joining us now, Anna Sale, reporter for itsafreecountry.org, joining us from Tampa, Florida. Welcome to the program, Anna.
Hi.
And Todd Zwillick in Washington, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, John.
So, Anna, first of all, who voted for whom? The number that I love is if you add up the 32 and 13, Santorum and Gingrich, and call those the true blue conservatives, they still don't defeat Mitt Romney, and that seems to be really significant. Anna, what other numbers do you have?
Well, just Mitt Romney's victory here is huge. He won across all age groups and income levels. He had a huge margin among women voters, who made up 49% of the Republican vote here, 52 to 28% over Newt Gingrich.
Wow.
For the voters, being able to defeat Barack Obama, President Obama, the number one issue, Romney won those voters. And you'll remember in South Carolina, it was Gingrich who had the edge on that electability question. For the voters who said the economy was most important, 6 out of 10, Romney won those. And he edged out white evangelical voters over Gingrich. And he won among the voters who said that they support the Tea Party. So still, there's a conservative question among the voters who describe themselves as very conservative. Gingrich won those. And 41% of those who voted thought Romney was not conservative enough. But still a huge win in Florida.
Although non-conservative enough seems like something you could tweak between now and the convention. When we spoke with you all last week and this week from Florida, you were finding people who were really beaten down by the economy. It seems as though people are throwing in with someone who they want to defeat Barack Obama, and it's much less ideological, this vote. Anna?
I think that's what you see in the exit polls. I mean, that was the mood as I talked to voters. There was Newt Gingrich connected in South Carolina in a way that he did not in Florida. Even Newt Gingrich supporters here didn't have the same sort of fire under their feet, and there was a lot of sort of caveats. I talked to a Gingrich supporter leaving the polls yesterday, and I said, well, why do you think he just hasn't connected here in a way that he was able to in South Carolina? And the Gingrich voter told me very clearly, he's like, you know, we're just not as homogeneous as the voters in South Carolina. It's a little different here. So that's from a Gingrich supporter here in Florida.
Some huge negatives from these numbers for Newt Gingrich. Also, if he's going to carry nationally, the woman number, a majority of women, or nearly a majority of women, find Newt Gingrich unfavorable. And, you know, the women profoundly favored Mitt Romney.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's you know, something that he won among women in South Carolina. So whether this is sort of a lagging thing from the interview with his ex-wife that happened just before the South Carolina primary, if it's something about the sort of character of the negative attacks that is finally sort of wearing down the women vote, it's not clear, but a huge margin among women for Mitt Romney in Florida.
It's Anna Sale, reporter for itsafreecountry.org. Todd Zwillick, so we got the numbers. So where do we go from here?
Well, where we go from here is Nevada, which is a caucus, which is February 4th, you know, just coming up here. One of the interesting numbers for me, there were a couple interesting numbers for me last night, John. One was if you do add up Santorum and Gingrich from last night, only one percentage point behind Romney. And right. herein lies Newt Gingrich's motivation to keep going, whether it's personal or Newt Gingrich's personality. He sees a conservative anti-Romney block or don't like Romney enough block that if he can get it, if he can consolidate it behind himself, i.e. take it from Rick Santorum, that he still has some national viability.
Again, although that argument is exactly what Floridian said. No, you're not going to get it. He's lost his momentum here. The trend line is reversed. It seems to me Rick Santorum is much more in a position to make that case, even with only 13% of the vote.
Except that Rick Santorum may have already had his let's take a look at Rick moment, and it was back in Iowa. It doesn't mean he can't have another one. The other number that I really liked last night was the placard at the Newt Gingrich party, which felt like a victory party, even though he did not win, which said 46 states to go. That tells you something about his intentions. It doesn't tell you that he's not on the ballot in two of those states, so maybe really that number should be 44. But it said 46 states to go, which tells you what Newt says his intentions are. Nevada next week, later on this week, John, and then Maine after that, both of those caucuses. There are a couple of contests here. There's six contests between now and Super Tuesday. Almost all of them are Romney-heavy caucuses. Nevada has a lot of Mormon voters. Mitt Romney cleaned up in Nevada and won in all of these states. In fact, as far as I know, won in all of these states the last time he ran for president, even though he didn't get the nomination. And then you see what happens on Super Tuesday, March 6th, and then you realize why it may be worth Newt's while. If he's going to make a shot at this, it really may be worth his while to stay in.
Well, March for personal reasons, possibly, but it seems that the trend line of conservatives being the majority, which was the case in Iowa, in South Carolina, and in New Hampshire, that trend is reversing. They're no longer the majority. Romney voters are the majority. The conservatives are gradually moving into the Romney camp, regardless of how tantalizing that number is for Newt Gingrich.
Maybe, but on the other hand, look at the states that are coming up: Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, even Virginia, southern states where Newt Gingrich believes, especially in Georgia, he can be particularly strong. Evangelical and southern voters, Georgia, his home state, he feels like if he can make a strong showing and make it come back, Super Tuesday is when it will be. So I'm not necessarily talking about him going all the way to the convention. He says he's going to, but certainly Super Tuesday, it looks like it might be worth his while to stay in.
We'll pay attention. We got to figure out where Anna Sale's going to go next. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, and Anna Sale, reporter for itsafreecountry.org. Thanks, guys.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.